Sometimes we're sitting in class and we zone out. Sometimes life just gets in the way and we're absent. So I've recorded this so that you wouldn't miss the highlights of geometry class this week. Take a listen, enjoy, hopefully you make some connections. All right, this week we've been starting quadrilaterals in geometry, and one of the things we did was we defined some just entry-level words that we use really frequently when we're talking about quadrilaterals. We talked about bisecting segments and angles, and that means we cut it in half, because bi means two and sect means sections. And then we had two more words, supplementary and complementary. Supplementary are angles summed to 180 degrees, while complementary means the angle summed to 90 degrees. Complementary happens quite a bit when we're talking about right triangles. All right, and then we had a little bit of fun talking about people who went on dates. And we said, you know, people go on dates a lot, typically, and they sit across from one another so that they can look at each other. And so that would be pieces of geometric figures that are opposites, while there are those other lovebirds who go and they sit on the same side of the booth and, you know, their shoulders touch. And we consider those to be adjacent because they're side by side, sharing that shoulder side. And finally, we also talked about consecutive. And consecutive means one after the other. And we often refer to consecutive angles when we're talking about parallelograms. So in a parallelogram, when we're talking about consecutive angles, if I have parallelogram A, B, C, D, and we named it just going around it, A and B would be consecutive because they're one after the other. B and C would be consecutive because they're one after the other. They're going to share a side when they're consecutive. We also talked about diagonals and how they run corner to corner in our parallelograms. Sometimes they're congruent, sometimes they're perpendicular. In a parallelogram, though, diagonals always bisect one another. And then we had shapes that were congruent. Congruent means to be the same size and same shape. And we're going to talk about that quite a bit as we talk about shapes throughout geometry, as well as angles and then things that aren't congruent. All right, that wraps up episode 2 of our Geometry Highlights podcast. Hope you didn't miss the point and you caught some of the big ideas. Catch you next week.